given that, as you've said in recent years, you've had the vocal problems and also the fact that the first two songs on the new album are called Not Going Away and I Don't Want to Stop, I'm curious, mm-hmm. Have you considered retirement or hanging it out?
Well, I have a year, but it's like, what else am I going to retire to? I mean, as you get older, you can't. I mean, funnily enough, I was listening to the demo tapes of No More Tears today, which was recorded like 15 years ago. Right. And I'm going, fucking hell, my voice is a lot higher range, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was talking to Bob Seger a couple of years ago when I met up with him, and he asked him, can you still get up there with, you know, like, were you singing like a rock? He says, I have problems, you know. We all have problems. But when it's going good, I love it. When it's going bad, I hate it, you know. It's just, I don't want intentionally go up there and have my voice fucking blow. I mean, but saying that, there's a lot of people who are doing a lot of trickery now with fucking machines and things, I think. Like, somebody, a friend of mine went to see Madonna, and, you know, apparently she has a whole fucking thing, lip sync of them. I don't know.
Really?
That's what I heard. It might be just a vicious fucking rumor, not knowing this business.
And so, I mean, it's something that you have considered. I mean, when will you know that maybe it's time to pass the torch?
When the audience, if I suddenly go from playing fucking big shows to like clubs, I ain't gonna be doing that, you know. I mean, I don't see the point in doing that because if the audience dwindles and I can't do work, I don't enjoy it anymore, then I'll quit, you know. I mean, I don't want to play to an empty room or an empty theatre or an empty amphitheatre. I mean, they've been asking the Stones for the last fucking 20 years when this is the last tour, and they're still going.
And they're obviously still enjoying it.
As long as I'm enjoying it, and as long as the people turn up, then I'm fine. It's not all about me, you know, the Ozfest. The Ozfest's about the event, you know. I mean, I think to myself, I have voice problems compared to every fucking singer, I'm going, do your voice ever go down? Oh yeah, but, you know, this is what I do, this is what I take, this is what I've got. I've got an arsenal of fucking sprays, vocal coaches and everything. But so it's like, I don't have the luxury of changing my voice like guitar players can change their guitars. I could pull out, but then there's no fucking show. And I mean, if the kids want to see a show, they ain't going to go to a show with a chance of it being not what they said advertised because half the fucking bands are sick. I mean, I just do it to the best of my ability. I try to pick myself up, but yeah, I still do. But, my wife goes, look, you're human, you know.